And with us now by phone, former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. He lost a close race for re-election a year and a half ago. Senator, thank you for agreeing to be with us here on Day to Day.
Glad to be with you, Alex.
Senator, you lost that race a year and a half ago, in part, I think, because you were tied to national politics and your opponent was running on local politics. Is it going to be a winning way for Democrats to go this year to say this is a national election?
Well, I think it has to be both, Alex. I don't think that there's any question that Tip O'Neill was right, that a lot of politics is local, but there are national backdrops. And I think the backdrop this year, as your other guests have noted, really favors the Democrats. There is what I call Republican fatigue syndrome out there. People are fatigued, and they're fatigued in large measure because they're concerned about the direction our country's taking, both in foreign policy as well as here at home.
If you were running again now, what would you be doing right now, 6 months before the election?
Well, I think two things. First of all, it's very important to point out where we think that the Bush administration has gone wrong, whether it's Iraq or many of the issues they've challenged. In fact, many of us think that Katrina really is a metaphor for the extraordinary incompetence we've seen from this administration all the way through. But more than that, I think you've got to point out how we would do things differently. What would we do with regard to domestic and foreign policy that would give the American people a clearer idea of what their choice really is?
What are the Democrats going to do to succeed?
One of the issues this year is going to be competence. We are more than happy to compare the 8 years of the Clinton administration to the 8 years of the Bush administration. Let the American people see for themselves. It's rare that you see that back-to-back comparison. But when it comes to competence, when you look at Iraq, when you look at the Medicare drug program, when you look at Katrina, competence is going to be a real factor this year, and people want to see their government run better than it is.
You know, the Republican Party, more than 10 years ago, was able to bring up a guy like Newt Gingrich, who, whether you like his policies or not, was able to define issues for congressional races in a way that people got, that people responded to. And I just wonder, do the Democrats need a Newt Gingrich?
Well, we've got one, in a sense. The other day when he was asked what the Democratic slogan should be, I thought he came up with the best one yet, and that was, had enough? And I think that's really exactly what ought to be our message, had enough? So we may recruit.
Are you saying Newt Gingrich is the Democrats' Newt Gingrich?
Well, he's helping along, and we appreciate all the help.
Former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, former senator from South Dakota. Senator, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.